We now present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert and Harry H. Corbett as Harold. This week, TB or not TB?
For God's sake, will you take that fag out of your mouth? I can see the house vibrating from the top of the road.
A man's got to have some pleasures in life. Did you bring any fags in? I've had to roll my own dogs up since this morning.
Honestly, the state your lungs must be in. They must look like a couple of empty coal sacks. How long have you been smoking now?
Let's see. I started after I left school. So that would have been,
60 glorious years. Have you any idea how much smoking that represents?
I don't know.
Well, let's work it out. A fag is about 3 inches long. A packet of 20, that's 5 foot. How many did you smoke a day?
40.
40? That's 10 foot a day you're getting through. That is the equivalent of one fag twice as long as you. Do you realise you're smoking 3,650 feet of fag per year? That's horrifying. That's nearly 3/4 of a mile.
Who cares?
3/4 of a mile each year for 60 years. That's incredible. Since you was an 8 and a half, you have smoked the equivalent of a fag 45 miles long. It's from here to Reading, or halfway up the M1 to Coventry.
No, it's not. You don't smoke them all. You can't count the dog ends.
That's even worse. That means you've thrown away a dog end 5 miles long. Quite apart from the health hazard, that is a diabolical waste of money.
No, it ain't. I enjoy smoking. It ain't done me any harm.
How can you say that? You must have a lining of nicotine 1.5 inches thick inside of your lungs. Another year and the sides will be touching. When you can't breathe properly. You have bronchitis every year from October to April. Oh, Dad, do yourself a favour. Give it up.
Oh, no, Harold. I couldn't manage without my fags. I'm too old to change my ways now. Life without a nice cough and a drag wouldn't be worth living.
Well, at least you could put my mind at rest and have an X-ray.
An X-ray?
Yeah, there's a mobile X-ray unit down the road. I passed it on my way home. Why don't you go down and have a check-up?
No, I'm not having no X-rays.
Why not?
They might find something wrong with me.
Well, that's the idea, then they can do something about it.
No, if there's anything wrong with me, I'd rather not know about it.
Oh, that is ridiculous. I mean, that is burying your head in the sand. If there's anything wrong with you, it won't go away. It'll just get worse.
There's nothing wrong with me.
You don't know? Not until you've had a check-up?
I know you. You want them to find something wrong with me.
What a terrible thing to say.
Yes, you do. It's those I love to go to the hospital and they'll keep me there and I'll never come out again. That's what you want, isn't it?
Well, if that's what I wanted, I could have had your head x-rayed and had you taken away years ago. No, it's for your own good. Besides, everybody should be x-rayed. That is the only way they can stamp out disease. You see, the incidence of TB has fallen dramatically because of these x-rays. They can catch it in time. I'm going to have one.
Why? What's wrong with you?
Nothing wrong with me.
Then what are you going to have one for?
Now, look, the whole point of preventative medicine is to stop people from being ill so they don't have to go into the hospital. And the only way that you can find out whether people are ill is ill is to find out if they is ill or if they's not ill in the first place.
X-rays ain't preventing it. It's looking for it. Now, leave well alone. If people are ill and don't know about it, what's the point of depressing them? It'll only make them ill.
I should have you committed. Life would be much easier, you know. Look, are you coming or not?
No, I haven't got TB.
I didn't say you have, but you've got a nasty cough, ain't you?
I've always had that. That's not TB. It's me lungs.
Look, you're going to have a checkup. You're coming with me first thing in the morning. You're going to have a bath, put some clean underwear on, and you're going to have that skinny little chest x-rayed, all right?
I don't have to have a bath, do I?
Well, you've got to give the x-rays a chance to get through, ain't you?
I don't want to be x-rayed, Harold. There's nothing wrong with me. I know there isn't. I'm as healthy as anyone.
Morning.
Oh, good morning. We have come for the mass x-rays.
Mass x-rays? You said it was just one on the chest. I'm not having them all over. I'm all...
Come back here, you!
They're not strapping me down and shooting all that electricity through me. It's not natural. I'd turn into a monster.
What do you mean, turn? I must apologise for my father. Only he has been watching too many of them late-night Frankenstein pictures. Look, nobody's going to strap you down. Mass, in this case, means everybody. You're going to have one little x-ray. Now behave yourself. I do beg your pardon.
Oh, that's all right. There's nothing to worry about, sir. I can assure you it does you no harm at all. Now, we'll just fill these cards in. Name?
Steptoe. Albert Edward Ladysmith Steptoe.
Age?
63.
You liar, he's 69.
Why don't you know how young this is?
How can you be sensitive about your age at your time of life?
69.
Big mouth.
Address?
The Mews Cottage, Old Drum Lane, Shepherd's Bush.
Are you suffering from any illness?
No, never had a day's illness in my life. I'm as fit as a fiddle. What are you doing tonight?
Dad, please. I'm most terribly sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sure he doesn't mean anything.
He does, don't you worry. You mind your manners now and answer the question.
Do you cough at all?
No, never.
Gordon Bennett.
When was the last time you were x-rayed?
Oh, I've never been x-rayed. There's never been any need. There's nothing wrong with me.
Name and address of doctor.
Haven't got one. Don't need one.
I know there's nothing wrong with you. Have you ever received any medical treatment?
No. Yeah, I had some white powder squirted down me trousers when I come out of the trenches.
I don't think we'll count that. Right, give this card to the nurse.
I'll wait for him.
Oh, go.
Name?
Steptoe. Harold Albert, a Kitchener.
Age?
34.
He's 41.
I'm 39.
Well, which is it? 34, 39 or 41?
39.
Nearly 40.
You'll need an x-ray on your nose if you don't keep it off of my phone. Now, go on, come get undressed. Clear off.
Address?
Same as him, unfortunately.
Are you suffering from any illness?
Not to my knowledge. I do keep myself in pretty good physical condition.
Any cough?
There is a slight irritation of the bronchial tracheae first thing in the morning, but it's nothing to worry about.
Any sputum?
Pardon?
Gold watches.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Have you been x-rayed before?
No.
Yes, you have. 2 years ago when the horse kicked you in the cobblers. It's nothing to be ashamed of. You got over it, didn't you? He can still enjoy himself, miss.
So, please, please. It's something I'd rather not talk about in mixed company.
Ah, oh, that's all right. She's a medical lady. She's heard worse than that, I know. I think you ought to put it down, miss. X-ray Gentiles.
Nothing else?
No.
Now give this card to the nurse. Through there.
Come on, you.
What'd you have to go and tell her I was 69 for?
What do you want to tell her about the horse for? I was just on a point of asking her out tonight.
Good afternoon.
Well, ask this one then.
Oh, blimey. She must be older than Florence. Not having to go outside on a winter's night for a leak. Central heating, a bathroom, your own garden. You've always wanted your own garden. We could have a little gnome's pond. Yeah, and a row of concrete ducks walking across the lawn. Oh, what do you say, Dad? Oh, let's do it before we're too old.
It's a big step, Harold. I don't know. I like it here. I like the noise. I like the traffic and the kids outside and the aeroplanes going over. You know people are alive. I don't like it too quiet.
Well, I do. I've got to get away from here. I'm going to be dry for once. But if I stand in front of the fire, you can't see me for the steam coming out of my trousers. I want some comfort, Dad. I want to be able to open the window without the frame falling out. I want to be able to slam a door without ducking. I want to go to bed without me overcoat on. It's not too much to ask, is it?
No, of course it isn't.
The time has come to move on.
Oh, no, I'm too old to move on. You can't pull up your roots at my time of life.
Dad, I might as well lay it on the line. Either we go together, or I go on my own.
I knew it would come to this one day. Well, I suppose if you found somewhere nice with nice friendly neighbours, it mightn't be so bad. All right, then. If that's what you really want, I won't stand in your way.
Hey, at last, at last. Oh, look, you won't regret it, Dad. Oh, we should have done this years ago. I'll get in touch with the estate agents and see what they got on their books.
Hey, you.
What?
Where's the goldfish?
Eh?
The bowl. It's overflowing.
Oh, gold. Charlie, where are you? Charlie, come on, Charlie. Antsex, Charlie. Who wants Antsex? You're looking at Piano, go on. And don't bang them out.
Blimey, this is a posh street, isn't it? Are you sure we're in the right place?
Of course we are.
Bit high class, isn't it?
Father, there is no point in moving into a new environ if it is just as crappy as the one we've moved out of. I think Barnes is a very nice area.
Blimey, look at all them cars down there.
Hey, that must be the ass. There, the one with the board outside.
Who's that dodgy-looking geezer standing outside it?
That's the estate agent. I arranged to meet him there.
It's a nosy street, isn't it? Everybody's looking at us.
Take a notice. We're just as good as they are. How there? Good morning.
Would you mind moving on? I'm expecting some clients at any moment.
You the estate agent?
Yes.
Well, that's us then.
Oh. How'd you do? Charming horse you've got there. Nice legs.
Yeah. One at each corner.
Shall we inspect the property?
By all means. Hang on.
The property is empty at the moment.
Nice gardens, aren't they? Morning, missus. Lovely roses you've got there. If my horse does anything, you can have it.
Dad. Leave it out, will you? Come on, come on.
Here we are.
It's very nice. We'll take it.
Oh, blimey. Wait till we've got inside the door. We haven't been over it yet.
Well, no need to. It's a lovely little place. It's just what we're after.
It's the first one we've looked at, and we haven't looked at it yet.
Oh, all right, then.
Before we go any further, I presume my partner did make it quite clear what the asking price is.
Yeah.
9995.
In other words, 10,000.
Yes, I suppose it is, really. And that is the price range you were contemplating?
Well, Tom Jones here is. I think it's a waste of money. We've a lovely little place in Shepherd's Bush.
Now, look, don't you start that again. You agreed to look round, so shut your face and start looking.
Yes, around about 10 was the area I was thinking of. Are the vendors prepared to negotiate on the asking price?
Well, of course, this is a very sought-after area. What sort of price were you thinking of?
4,500.
Now, look, let me conduct the business. Leave us alone. Walk round the garden.
I'm not a bloody teddy bear. And I'm not leaving you with him. He'll have your trousers down as soon as look at you.
Beg your pardon?
Oh, dear, dear, no offence. Oh, that is just a business expression. You see, having one's trousers taken down is a working-class euphemism for being turned over.
Turned over?
Taken for a steamer. Taken to the cleaners. Had by the short and curly.
If you are implying sharp practice, I really must protest. Alec and Ferris are a very old and reputable firm, established in 1942.
1942? Why weren't you in the army?
Oh, God, he's off.
Spiv, were you?
What?
While we was all fighting, you was over here making a packet, buying up cheap houses. While we were all moving out, you were all moving in.
I was wounded in North Africa, if it is any concern of yours. I spent a year in military hospital and was invalided out.
Well, that's all right. There's no need to boast about it. We all did our bit.
Look, Dad, one of these days, somebody's going to stick one right on you. And I do hope I'm there to see it.
I do apologise for this unwarranted attack upon your integrity. I can only put it down to a combination of senile decay and pig ignorance. I sincerely hope it will not prejudice our negotiations.
I quite understand. To return to your original question as regards the price, I must point out there are several people after the property, all willing to pay the full price.
What a load of old codswallop. They all say that.
If the house is beyond your means, I see no point
in... It is not beyond our means. We has adequate conkers. We'd like to know just a little bit more about it.
Well, the house was erected 5 years ago by a local builder for his own use.
Oh,
double
yes.
Glazing in every room, oak parquet flooring throughout.
Oh, that's nice.
That won't last long with the horse coming in and out.
Horse?
Yeah, her out there. We're keeping her in the back garden.
Good grief.
Look, Dad, we won't be bringing the horse through the house. She'll go in the garage with the cart.
You intend keeping a horse and cart in Highview Avenue?
Yeah.
I don't think the local residents will take kindly to that.
Hey, we can't keep the horse and cart in the garage, Harold.
I should think not.
We'd have nowhere to put the junk.
Junk?
The junk goes out in the back garden.
What about my concrete ducks? Unless we get the horse in the front room.
No. I'm not having that horse in here with us, Dad. Not in a house like this. She'd spoil it. No, we'll keep the cart in the garage, take the horse through to the back garden and build a shed for her. She'll like that. Nice bit of lawn under her feet. Be better than them cobblestones. Yeah, she can keep the grass down as well.
Good Lord. A cart horse in Highview Avenue. They don't even like children down here. No one. It doesn't matter. I'll try to get the price down a bit.
Oh, good. Well, we'll discuss that later. Oh, let's have a look at the house.
Oh, yes, of course. Shall we start upstairs?
As you wish.
Up here we have the usual three bedrooms, one of which comprises the master suite, and here, toilet and bathroom in matching suite.
Here. It's black. A black bog.
Yes. Very chic, don't you think? A touch of luxury.
Oh, yes. It's very glamorous. Oh, it's very Mae West. Oh, I do approve of the gold-plated dolphins instead of taps. Oh, and the telephone as well.
That is a flexible shower.
Oh, so it is. How very novel. I'm beginning to like this place, Pater.
I'm not getting into a black bath.
Why not? It'll match the colour of the water.
There is another toilet downstairs. After you.
I'll pick... Oh, two toilets. Did you hear that, Pater? We can have one each. Here, you can do your crossword puzzle in peace now.
This is the kitchen.
Oh, yes. It's very select. How very Californian.
Everything is built in, as you can see. Double sink unit, of course, with a waste disposer.
A what?
A waste disposer.
What?
So it saves using the dustbins. All the grub that is left on your plate, which with your cooking is quite considerable. You scrapes into that. Oh, it's marvellous. It grinds up the bones and the meat and gristle into tiny little pieces. Then you turn on the tap and you flush it all away. And if you're not careful, you'll be the first finger to go down here.
Eye-level grill, serving hatch, and a smell extractor.
Yes. We're going to need that.
This way, gentlemen. This is the through lounge.
Oh, what a lovely size. Oh, man can stretch out in a room this size. Oh, it'll be a pleasure to bring the crampy back home to this place.
Where's the front room?
You don't have front rooms in modern houses. This is the front room and the back room. It's all in one room.
I don't like that idea. Where do you put your dead bodies when you have a funeral?
Now, what are you thinking about things like that for when we're buying a new house? Oh, God. Aren't you morbid? What do you need a special room for that for? I mean, there's only two of us. It wouldn't be used very much.
It's important to have somewhere to be laid out.
Don't you worry. When you go, I'll find somewhere to bung you. I'll bung you in the black bath. Mr. Ferris, I must say, I like it. I don't think we need look any further.
It is very ideally situated. The amenities are first class. Three very good private schools nearby.
Oh, good.
Swimming pool, hard and soft tennis courts.
Oh, lovely.
Excellent riding on the common and a superb golf course. And three churches.
Three?
Never mind all that. Where's the nearest boozer?
There is a private hotel open to non-residents opposite the cricket green. An excellent cocktail lounge and grill.
Mr. Ferris, you have convinced me. We'll take it.
Capital. It's been a great pleasure to do business with you.
Oh, thank you.
Shall we retire?
Oh, by all means.
Excuse me a minute. I'm just going to nip upstairs and splash me boots.
Oh, God.
Perhaps you'd like to have a look round outside.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Quite a substantial front garden, don't you think? Very well laid out.
Oh, yes, yes. It's very, Inigo Jones.
The previous owners, in fact, all the residents of Highview Avenue, go to great lengths to keep up their gardens. If I may offer a word of advice...
Yes, yes, yes.
I think it would be advisable to persuade your horse not to eat your neighbour's privets.
Oh, I wouldn't let it do it. Oh, God, she's nice.
Over there.
Get away from there, you great hungry gutted clodhopper! Oh, do beg your pardon, madam.
Arrow!
Oh, God, now what's wrong?
Arrow!
What are you doing up there?
I can't get out! I'm locked in the car seat!
Oh, he always lets you down. Dad? Dad? I'm out. Has anyone been out to see this place yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, well, it's only a matter of time, isn't it?
Here, I found this tennis racket in the yard. Not bad, is it? Get it restrung. Wait till I get down to that club with me shorts on. I'll frighten the lives out of them.
Yes. Well, personally, I don't think I'll bother with a tennis club. I'll concentrate on the golf course. I mean, all the big deals these days is done on the golf course.
Yeah. I might even join the Masons if it suits my book. No, I mean, I've got all the gear. Yeah, I bought it off that old biddy in Kensington. Her old man was in it for 35 years. He finally become Grand Worshipful Master, and he dropped dead over the smoked salmon on Ladies' Night. The next day, she unloaded all his gear and ran off to the Bahamas with a Catholic priest. I've got it all out there. I only need a trowel and I'm in. Ah, yes, it is the only way. I mean, you've got to mix with the right class of people.
Someone at the door.
Someone to come to view the house. I'll go. Here, we must have some nice charms put in it, the new place, with an illuminated button outside, so you can see it when you come home, three parts Oliver Twist.
Oh, good afternoon. Mr. Steptoe?
Yes?
Oh, my name's Dryzen. I'm secretary of the Highview Avenue Residents Association, and these gentlemen are my committee.
Oh, this is a pleasant surprise. Oh, how very kind of you to make contact so early. But won't you come in?
Oh, thank you.
Do you care to go through to the lounge? Father, these gentlemen are from the Highview Residents Association. This is my father.
Notice him yesterday. We understand that you intend purchasing Torremolinos.
Pardon?
Number 23.
Oh, is that his name? Yes, we have placed a deposit on the property, subject, of course, to contract and a satisfactory surveyor's report.
Oh, so, you do intend actually buying and moving in?
Oh, yes, yes, we're very keen on a house. We've quite fallen in love with it, haven't we, Peter?
Yeah, it's smashing.
Oh, it's a very nice locale. It's very salubrious.
Quite. We all think so, too.
Quite, indeed, yes.
And naturally, we are very anxious to keep it that way.
Oh, naturally. I mean, the Avenue does you all great credit.
Yes, well, we would be very distressed to see the ambiance of the neighbourhood in any way threatened.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more.